Bezras Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is daf Tes in Maseches Shabbos, the 71st daf in Shas. We pick up on a new topic on the bottom of Chesam Abeis, about, not all the way on the bottom, about 10-12 lines from the bottom, Omer Mar. Our sugya is a nuanced sugya about the status of a threshold, passing from a threshold into different reshuyos. Amar Mar, Adam Oymir Ala Skufa, an individual could stand on top of a threshold. Notel mi balabayis, he could take something, since he's in between the two Rishuyos, he could take it from the balabayis, who's inside, Vinosein lo, and he could also give it back to him. Notel me ani, Vinosein lo, and he could take from an ani and give to him. The Gemara later on will discuss, it could be, it's not permissible, to use this as a loophole to transfer from the balabayis to the ani. Notice that Mara only said to give back to the balabayis and give back to the ani. Nevertheless, leaving that aside, what about the actual phenomenon that you're passing onto a threshold? The Gemara is going to be bothered exactly how this threshold is constructed, because in many instances the threshold is either part of a Rishus HaRabim or part of a Rishus HaYachid. And the Mar, who taught us this halacha, actually Mar is a Tana, which was quoted, the Braisa was quoted on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. So what is this Tana talking about? Hay askuf mai. What type of askufa is it? What type of threshold? Ilema askufas Rishus HaRabim. If we're going to say this askufa is part of the Rishus HaRabim. Now here we need Rashi's brilliant help. Rashi explains to us in Dibra Maschil Askufas that in order for the Askufa to be part of the Rishus HaRabim, it needs to be a threshold that is not covered by a roof of a Rishus HaYachid. It also cannot be three tvachim from the ground, and as well as if there was already a lechi of the Rishus HaYachid. In Maseches Erevin, we will discuss the significance of why people put up a lechi, but a lechi is a board. If there is a board that signifies that the area of the Rishus HaYachid, and then the askufa is placed, in other words, it's inside the board towards the Rishus HaYachid, then it's considered part of the Rishus HaYachid. But if it's outside, so then in such a case, and it's less than three tefachim, and there's no roof, so then in such a case, halacha is, it's considered a part of the Rishus HaRabim. So if this threshold is part of the Rishus HaRabim, no tell me Baal HaBayis, could he take from the Baal HaBayis who's in the Rishus HaYachid? HaMafik Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. He's moving from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Ve'ela, and if you're going to suggest that the threshold is something else, Askufas Rishus HaYachid, it's considered part of the Rishus HaYachid. Again, the brilliant Rashi comes along and explains. It could be part of the Rishus HaYachid, either if there's a roof, or it's inside of the Lechi, or it's 10 tvachim high, a very high threshold, and 4 tvachim wide, if it's one of these three possibilities. Ve'el askuz Rishus HaYachid, notel min ani, how could he take from the ani? Hakam ayel Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. He's taking from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Ella, rather suggests the Gemara, askufas karmelis. What we're talking about is a threshold that is a karmelis. Again, Rashi explains what the Gemara doesn't spell out, and that is, if it'll be considered a karmelis, if it's not 10 tvachim high, but 4 tvachim wide. Once it's not 10 tvachim high, but it's 4 tvachim wide, it's no longer considered batel to the Rishus HaRabim. It's not considered a Rishus HaYachid because it's not 10 tvachim high, and therefore it has this in-between identity of a karmelis. That Tosis on the Vav Amud Aleph says that Karmel stands for, means something that's neither moist nor dry, neither Rishus HaRabim nor Rishus HaYachid. While Rashi explains Karmelis based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu on the Gimel Amud Beis, Loshen Ya'aro V'Karmelo, that it refers to a, like the Karmel, a forest, where most people do not go there, and most people also don't put their houses there, and therefore it's an area that's in between, which of course, as we discussed in detail already, is an Issur Rabbanan. El Askufas Karmelis. So that's now our suggestion. This threshold was 4 tvachim, not 10 tvachim high, and a Karmelis. Asked, Notel v'nosein lichatchila, are you allowed to take and put back from the Karmelis into the Rishus Haram where the Ani is standing, where the Rishus Haach where the Baal Bais is standing, self Isura Mia Isa, you're being over on an Isur. Answers the Gemara there for a third attempt of what this threshold is. Ella Askufa Makom Ptur. This Askufa is not a Rishus Haach, not a Rishus Haram, not a Carmelist, but rather is a Makom Ptur. Again, the glorious Rashi comes through, and he's Masbir, that it's not 4x4, like a Carmelist, but rather it is a little bit wide, and it's 3 tefachim high. Once it's 3 tefachim high, then no longer is batel to the Rishus HaRabim. Because it's less than 4x4, it's not a Carmelist. Hence, we get the magical formula of a Makom Ptur. Underline these Rashis, because these Rashis are amazing in terms of giving us the Hagdaros of all four of the Rishuyos. From what I could recall, this is the first time that we had, towards the end of most of the sugyas of Otzah, we need to get to Rashi, Chesam Ebeis, to get the dimensions of the different Rishuyos. And Rashi tells us that the Makom Ptur in this case is an area that's not 4x4, but it's higher than 3 tefachim from Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, it's no longer bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. El askufa Makom Ptur ba'al mahu, kigon de les bay dalet al dalet. And it's like something else that we learned in Erev in Daf Tes. As we had learned from Rav Dimi, that if it's not 4x4, so then in such a case, both the Bnei Rishus HaYachim and Bnei Rishus HaRabim are allowed to put their objects down on there to repackage, to fix that which they are carrying. And the only thing is, you can't use it as a trick. You can't use it as a way from taking from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara continues to analyze the Braisa on Daf Vav Amid Aleph, here, 4 lines from the bottom, on Chesam Ebeis. Omar Mar, ubelvad shelo yitel mibal habayis v'nosein la'oni. The only time we will allow you to transfer from the Rishus HaRabim to a Makom Ptur, or from Rishus HaYachid to Makom Ptur, is if you don't use it as a loophole of trying to transfer the objects from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. You can't take an object from the Baal Bais when you're standing on this threshold, which is a Makom Ptur, and give it to an Ani. And the same thing in the other direction. Ani v'nosin la'Baal Bais. V'im natal v'nosin, but if you violated this Isra d'Rabbanan, shloshtam pturin, all three are potter, no one person was over in Isra d'Araisa. Asks the Gemara, Tiyufta de Rava. This seems to be a strong question on Rava. The Amar Rava, because Rava had taught, Hamavir chefetz mitchilas dal l'sof dal b'rishus haram. If a person moves an object from... If a person carries an object 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, tchilas dalet, l'sof dalet, afal pi she'eviru derech alav, Rashi explains derech alav means he lifted the object more than 10 tefachim from the ground, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. Even though he elevated into a makom ptur, at the end of the day, taking something from one spot to another, even if it's going to go through a makom ptur, you're going to be chayiv. Wait a second, didn't we learn that the halacha is that you're potur if you transfer an object to a makom ptur and then to another place? Answers the Gemara, Hasam lo nach hachanach. When it came to the individual who tried to use the makom ptur as a loophole, he never rested. Since he never rested, the halacha is, then he's going to be chayiv. However, in a case of where it rested, so then in a makom ptur, as it did where it was put in the hand of someone who was standing on the iskufa, then in such a case, then you will not be chayiv. Following in the Masorah of our great Rabbein, we had learned the Gemara according to the Pshat of Rashi, Tosas and Dibar Amascha Lema learns Derech Halav differently than Rashi. He challenges Rashi's for a few reasons. According to Marshal's reading of Tosas, the instance of Derech Halav is where he moves it from his right hand, circling his body, to his left hand, and that's Derech Halav. Despite Tosas' kashas on Rashi, which the Achronim tried to answer, in terms of Rishuyos, Rashi's pshat is clearer than Tosas. The Braisa on Davov and Meralef also recorded Acherim that disagreed. The Gemara begins to analyze the shita of Acherim, who disagreed with the above opinion, that said, according to the clarification of our Gemara, that when the Askufa is a Makom Ptur, then Nosin v'notel me'oni umibalabayis. Acherim omer askufa mishamesh shtei rishuyos. The Acherim say askufa could be one of two rishuyos. Bizman sheha pesach pasuach, when the door is open, kilifnim. then the threshold is considered inside. Na'ul, when the door is locked, kilechutz, then it's considered as if it's outside. Va'afal gav de les le'lechi. And even if there is no lechi. Rashi explains, the Gemara over here in the Hava Mina is talking about a case where you have a lechi which allows one to carry in a closed mavui. Just a parenthetical explanation. In order to be able to carry in a closed alleyway, which is called a mavui or a street, which is closed on three sides, Midrabanan, the Mishnah in Erevin, tells us one needs to place a lechi that serves as a fourth mechitza. That's a small pole. Now, if the lechi is placed before the askufa, so then in such an instance, Gemara finds it very hard to understand that even when the door is open, how could you possibly move from the threshold into the mavui? Some learn the Gemara like this: Va'afal gav de lesle lechi. It could be read in two ways: Va'afal gav de lesle lechi. And then the question starts, or probably the correct way of reading it is, va'afal gav lesle lechi, even if it doesn't have lechi, va'amar avchama bar giruya, amar rav, toch ha-pesach, tzarech lechi acher lahatira. If the lechi is placed within the opening, in other words, after the threshold, so then in such a case, in order to be able to carry on the threshold, you need another lechi. And if one wants to suggest the less bay dalid al dalid, then in our case, the lechi that intruded into the mavui was so large that the space of the skufa was less than 4x4. And for that reason, the skufa is considered batel to the rest of the rishus, and therefore one would not need a separate lechi to make the threshold mutter. Va'amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav, didn't Rav Chama bar Gurya saying in Rav, Teicha Pesach, Afal Pishein bo Dalet al Dalet, Tzarech Lechi Acher Lahatiro. That one does not say that the Skufa automatically becomes Batel, but rather is considered a separate Rishus, that's Aser. The Gemara attempts another Pshat from Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hacha bi Skufas Mavui Askinan. Here we're talking about, the Acherim are describing the threshold of a Mavui. In the past we described the Mavui is something that was closed on three sides. And the threshold that goes from the Mavui into the Rishus HaRabim, the phenomenon was an interesting one. Chetziyav Mikura, v'chetziyav She'ena Mikura. Part of it had a roof over it, and part of it did not have a roof on it. The Kiruyo Klape Pnim, and the roof, it stands over the skufa, the part of it that stands over the skufa, is on the inner part of the skufa. Then the Acherim told us the following split. Pesach pasuach, if the door is open, kilifnim, the area under the roof is considered like the inside. Pesach no'ul, kilichutz, but when it is locked, then it's considered part of the outside. The crux of Rav Yehuda Merav's teretz is that the roof can turn the area under Askufa into a Rishus Hayachid if it is itself open to a Rishus Hayachid. Rashi points out in the end of Dibar Maskel Pesach Nol that Rav Yehuda Merav could have described a threshold of a Mavui with a roof that was over the entire threshold. Yet, for some reason, Rav Yehuda Merav described it was only, the roof was only half of the length of the threshold. Why? L'churi could have just as well given the same teretz if the roof went over the entire threshold. Rashi explains that generally, the walls and the thresholds were four tfachim wide. If Rav Yehuda Merav would have constructed the case has a roof that goes over the entire skufa, so then in such a case, it probably would have been a rishus by itself. If the roof would be four tfachim, so then in such a case, whether the door is open or closed, then it's looked at as a rishus by itself, and we would say, good achis mechitzas. This is also the approach of Rashba and Dibar Maskel Skufa. Take a look at the Tosis Harash that gives a different pshat. Rav Ashi gives another pshat in Acherim, probably the most complex pshat that we've had in Perek Yetzias HaShabbos. Let's do it slowly. Rav Ashi Amar La'olam B'Skufas Bayis Askinon. Rav Ashi says we do not need to say we're talking about a threshold from a Mavui, but rather we're talking about a threshold of a home. In general, Rashi explains, if there was a roof over a threshold that was 4x4 by a house, then it wouldn't make a difference whether the door is open or closed. Then we would view it as a separate rishus, and we would view the roof as going down and making the area entire closed. We'll discuss these ideas of good achis and pitikra yorid isosim in the future. So we need something more nuanced than simply saying there's a roof above a threshold of 4x4, because then it would be a rishus by itself whether it's closed or open. Ukegon, so now we need to make an interesting roof. Shekira b'shtei kuros, there is a roof over here by the entrance of the doorway, but it is a small roof. She'em bazu arba ve'em bazu arba, there are two boards on top of walls, each one of them don't have four tvachim. Ve'ein bein zola zu shlosha, but there's also not a distance of three tvachim between them. Normally, if we have boards with less than a distance of three tvachim between them, we have one of the rules of Aloch Lamoshe Misinai of Lavud that says that we view it as attached. So, essentially, if this was all of our information, then we would say that it's a regular roof, and as we mentioned previously, if it's a regular roof over 4x4 or more, it's considered a separate shus. However, one last variable. Be'emtza, in between, in the airspace, corresponding to the airspace of these two boards, which is less than 10 tfachim, is exactly where the door sits when it's closed, in between the two. Videlis be'emtza, the door is in between. Pesach pasuach, if the door is open, kilifnim. So then we have lavud going over the roof, and it's considered mamish a rishus hayachid. And Rashi concludes in Dibra Maskel Baskufa Bayis, upia hachitzon, and the edge of the roof, yored v'sosim. That's the rule of pi tikra yored v'sosim, that if a roof is a tefach thick, then you could send the mechitza all the way down. And here you're sending it down over a rishus that's more than four, and therefore it becomes a rishus hayachid. And therefore it becomes an extension of the house itself. However, Pesach Noel, if the door is closed, so then all you have is a board, which is less than four tefachim, over the threshold, even if the threshold is large. At the end of the day, the wall that comes down from the roof comes down to an area which is less than four. If that's so, then it doesn't become a separate rishus. That, says Rav Ashi, is pshat in the Acherim. Let's go back into words of Acherim on the top line. Acherim omrim, askufa mishamesh shtei rishuyos. A threshold, when it has these boards, can, on top, can be different things at different times. Bizman sheh pesach basua kilfnim, pesach nol kulechutz. Oh, this is Rav Ashi's pshat. The Gemara concludes the sugyas of Chotzah in the first perek with one more halacha from that Tosefta in regards to the threshold. The Tosefta concluded, v'im hoise iskufa gvoi yud v'rochva dalid, if the threshold is 10 high and 4 wide, harezu rishus la'atzma, then in such a case it's considered rishus by itself. Rashi explains that the chiddush of the Tosefta that's rishus by itself is ve'ein metaltalim bas, as Rashi 6 lines from the bottom, afilu min habayis va'af agav d'shnei rishus hayachid. And therefore you can't carry from a house to the threshold, even though the threshold is considered a rishus hayachid, but you're not allowed to transport from one rishus hayachid to the next. Misael Eilu Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. And this is a proof, says the Gemara, to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, that prohibited carrying from one Rishus HaYachid to the next, even if there isn't a Carmelis or a Rishus HaRabim in between. Dam Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Hoya Rebbe Meir, Kol Mokum Sha'ata Moitze Shtei Rishuyos Vehein Rishus Achas. Whenever you find two different domains whose identity is the same, that's what it means, Hein Rishus Achas. In other words, two different Rishus HaYachids, let's say you have one Rosh Hashayachid that's surrounded by fences, and another Rosh Hashayachid that's surrounded by fences. Or, another example, Kigain Amud b'Rosh Hashayachid, if a person has a pole in Rosh Hashayachid, Gevaya Yud v'Rachav Dalad, we've already discussed that if it's 10 Tvachim high and 4 wide, then we view the Mechitzis as going up Ad L'Rakia, and on top of it as well is a Rosh Hashayachid. Aser L'Kasef Alav, a person is not allowed when he's standing in the Rosh Hashayachid to use the pole, which itself is also Rosh Hashayachid, but an independent Rosh Hashayachid, to fix his bags. Why? At the end of the day, you're not transporting from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid to a Carmelist. It's one Rosh Hashayachid to another. Show me a pasuk in the Torah. Show me an Isser Derabbanan, even that prohibits it. So here is the Gzeira. Gzeira Mishum Tel b'Rosh Hashayachid. We're afraid that once we allow people to stand in one Rosh Hashayachid and fix themselves on another Rosh Hashayachid, they'll come to confuse that idea with fixing themselves, in other words, their objects, their packages, when they're standing in a Rosh Hasharabim on a Rosh Hashayachid. If a person begins to get used to standing and being able to put an object down in a separate Rosh Hash and fixing it, then he might forget that in the case that it was permissible was Rosh Hashayachid, and he might even end up doing it in Rosh Hasharabim, which would constitute a Deoraisa. This is the Gzeira Mishum Tel Rosh Hasharabim. Hence, one is not allowed to put an object down on an area that is 10 by 4, even if you're putting from one Rosh Hashayachid into the next. We turn to Tessa Mebeis, and now we begin an entirely new Mishnah, an entirely new topic. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the appropriate preparation for Shabbos, and not beginning certain melachos that might distract one from Shabbos or Tefillah. Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasapor samach lemincha ad sheyispalo. A person should not sit down in front of a barber until he has davened. Rashi explains that samach lemincha means before mincha. Our Mishnah is going to discuss different things one can't do, and the Gemara is going to describe what samach lemincha is. Rashi points out that even though our Maseches is Maseches Shabbos, the Mishnah begins with what one cannot do during the week as well, not only before Shabbos, because it's setting itself up for a very big topic in the next Mishnah, on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, and that is what a person can't do before Shabbos. So even though in our introduction we mentioned that these Mishnahs discuss what one can do and can't do before Shabbos, this particular Mishnah on Tesem Abeis could be applied to the week as well, and any time one has not davened Mincha. The Mishnah gives other things that one cannot do ostensibly before Mincha. Leikanes Adon Lemerchatz, a person not supposed to go into a bathhouse, Velo Lebursiki, not into a tanning house where they make hides, Velo Lechol, you shouldn't sit down to eat. Again, all of these things will be qualified in the Gemara. V'lo lodun, and not to judge a case. V'mischilu, but if he violated this din l'chatchila, and he did it, e'mafsikim, then he does not have to interrupt. Rather, he could finish, let's say, he's eating his meal, and then daven. Rashi points out that the Gemara says that this only applies if the normal length of the meal will still allow him enough time to finish his tefillah before the end of the Zman of Tefillah. The Mishnah now summarizes the reason imeschilu e'mafsikin. Mafsikin lekros kriyashma ve'emafsikin le'tefillah. We interrupt for kriyashma, but we don't interrupt for tefillah. Rashi explains, because kriyashma is a din d'oraisa, and tefillah is a din d'rabbanan. The Gemara now begins to attempt to qualify what exactly is this period of mincha. As a way of introduction, there are two forms of mincha that are referred to often in Chazal. One is mincha gedola, the other is mincha ketana. Mincha gedola means the entire period of mincha, which is the time of the Karban Tamid, which begins 6.5 hours into the day, in other words, a half hour after chatzos. Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. Mishnah in Pesachim describes that the Karban Tamid was never slaughtered later than that period of 9.5 hours into the day. Our summary, of course, is based on Rashi and Dibur Maskil Mincha Gedola. Analyzes the Gemara. Hai Samach LeMincha. When we say in our Mishnah didn't tell us what we're talking about Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana, just as you're not allowed to sit down by the barber. Ilayim LeMincha Gedola, if we're talking about Mincha Gedola, 6.5 hours in, Amaylo, Ha'ika Shos Piyomatu, what's the problem? Sit down, the barber, time of Mincha goes on for hours and hours. What's the problem? There's a lot of time. Ella, rather, must mean samuch l'mincha ketana. Close to mincha ketana. According to Rashi, when we say samuch, it means a half hour before either mincha gedola or a half hour before mincha ketana. See the Rambam, who has a slightly different shita. So our Mishnah is not talking about 6.5 hours into the day, but rather is talking about 9.5 hours into the day, and samuch being 9 hours into the day. That, says the Gemara at this stage, makes a little bit more sense, because there, the haircut might run late, and that's going to get you very close to the end of the Zman Mincha. However, says the Gemara, that's going to get us into a problem, because our Mishnah will not be consistent with Bishua ben Levi. Because the Mishnah had said, "Im ischilu ein mafsikin," that if you start at this period of time, now we're learning that that time is 9 hours into the day, that you don't stop. Name the avatu of the Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. This goes against Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. The Amr Rabbi Shulam ben Levi, kivan sheigias man tefilas hamincha, asal demshitim klum kol demshiyispalel tefilas mincha. That Rabbi Shulam ben Levi said there is an isur that you're not allowed to eat, which is mashma that if a person started eating, he can't continue. Yet our Mishnah said imeschilu ein mafsikin. Says the Gemara, loy. We want our Mishnah to work with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and therefore our Mishnah is talking about already Mincha Gedola. Already 6 or 6.5 hours, depending on which sheet in the Rishonim, into the day, it's already prohibited. Ubitispores ben alasa. The haircut we're talking about is a unique haircut by the person called Elasa, who was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who learned the special and spent a lot of money, Rashi says, the haircut of the Kohen Gadol that used to have a unique style where every hair reached the next and didn't go further than it. The hair was predominantly entirely cut off, but what remained was one hair which would reach the next. So that is a very nuanced haircut. So that's what we're talking about when we say Samach L'mincha Gedola. And velo the merchatz, going to a bathing house, lekula milsa the merchatz, if he goes for the whole wash. Rashi says if he washes his hair and he's going to stretch out in the hot water and in the cold water for his, and to go into the sauna, so that is going to be prohibited. If he's not doing that, then it could very well be that'll be permissible even after the beginning of Mincha Gedola. Velo lebursiki, lebursiki gedola. And he's not allowed to go into a tannery. That's a very large tannery, and where it's the initial stages of making the hides, and a person could really get stuck in that bursiki gedola. Velo lecho besuda gedola. And when it says lo lecho, it also means a large suuda. That's already going to be usur when it comes to mincha gedola. Velo ledin, bitchilas din. And to judge if they've already begun the din process, then that won't take them all the way through mincha. However, if they're starting, there is a risk that will take them all the way through mincha. This is the first teretz of the Gemara. Rav Acha bar Yankev Amar, Rav Yaakov bar Yaakov gives another teretz. La'olam bitisparis didan. Really, we don't have to say that our Mishnah is only talking about this unique Kohen Gadol haircut. We're talking about our standard haircut. L'chatchila amaylo yeshev. So then why is it that l'chatchila you're not allowed to sit? But usually a haircut takes much less than the 5-6 hours to the Zman. So the answer is Gzeru Shemif Shaver Azuk, that we're afraid that the scissors are going to break and you need to buy another scissors or fix another scissors, and that could take 5-6 hours. Velo Lemerchatz, and he can't go into a bathing house. Lazia Ba'alma Lechatchila Mailo, says the Gemara, what's the problem if he's just going in for sweat? So then that doesn't take 5-6 hours. Says the Gemara, Gzeir Mishem Yis Alefa, we're afraid that he's going to faint in the process. Litalef means to faint, even in modern Hebrew. Velo Lebursiki, and not into a tanner. Liyune Bialma, even just to look at the skins, even if he's not starting in this large tanner and starting in the beginning of the process, he's just surveying the skins in general, the hides in general. Amaylo, why not? Dilmachazi pseida bizvine umatrid. He might notice a loss in his merchandise, and that's going to get him all uptight, and he's going to become tarud, he's going to get involved in his work, and we don't know that he's going to daven mincha. Velo lecho, and we said that you're not allowed to eat even by mincha from mincha gdola. Besuda ktana, even a small suda. Chatchila my law, what's the odds that a little bit of bread and eggs or whatever it might be, that that's going to be mafriyahim? Says the Gemara, dilma asulim shuche. We're afraid that the meal will actually stretch out. You ever been at those? Those meals that seem to go on forever? So that's what the Gemara says. We're afraid it's going to happen even by Suda Ketana. Velo ledin, and we said that you can't even start din by Mincha Gdola. Bigmar din, that's even by Gmar din. L'chatchila my law, what's the problem? Says the Gemara, Dilma Chazi, time of a Sasar Dina. Because you might find a rationale to contradict the original Psak, and then you're going to start being done all over again, and that could take even 5 or 6 hours and run past the Zman Mincha. The Gemara continues, Umeimasai Hatzchalas Tisporas. When is the beginning of the haircut? Amar, that we said, the halacha is that one is not allowed to start. Amar Avavin, Mishieniach Maforas Shel Saffron Al Birkov. If he's already placed the cloth over his knees, that we still do when a person goes to the bathroom to protect his clothes from the hair that will be cut, so then he's already begun the haircut. Rashi explains that the Gemara is asking me'emasai haschalas, that let's say a person started, but he only had his cloth spread over him, but his haircut didn't start. When do we say that it started, and we say v'him hischilu emafsikin, that you don't have to stop? So the answer is already as early on as when they put the cloth over him. And when would it be considered as if he started bathing that he's allowed to continue? Amar Avavin, Mishiyara Maferes Mafaroso Heimenu. When he takes his afaroso, is his hat, his sudar that was on his rosh, Rashi explains, off. And when is it considered the beginning of going into a tannery? Mishiyikshar Bink Seifa, when he rolls up his sleeves. When you worked in a tannery, you were careful to roll up your sleeves because there was a lot of guck that could get on to your sleeves, so that you would roll them all the way up when you would work on the hides. And when is it considered the beginning of eating? Rav Amar Mishiyitol Yodov. Rav says when you wash your hands. Rav Chanina Amar Mishiyatir Chagura. And Rav Chanina says when you open up your belt. The Gemara is going to describe that there were some, we'll see who in a moment, that used to open their belts before they ate, that when, in general, their belts were very, very tight, in order to make room in their stomach, they would widen their belt. Velo pligim, is really no machlokis, says the Gemara, between Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Halon v'holuhu. That applies to them, and this applies to us. Rashi explains that in Bavel, that's where they used to tie their belts tight in general, and then open it up when they ate. But Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they didn't do that, and therefore they did not have to open up their belts, and therefore their meal started with Netilas Yadayim and not with the opening of a belt. Amar Abaye, Hani Chevron Bavloi, in regards to our friends in Bavel, that they open up their belts, L'man d'amar tefilas arvis rishus, according to Man d'amar who says that there isn't a chiyuv to daven meir, if this is a Gemara in Dav Dalad, Amin Bezin Chavav, Amin Bezin Brachos, Kivin Ashari Lei, Himyane, when they open up their belt, lo matrachinale, we're not matriach them to stop eating, because at the end of the day, tefillah is only a rishus, tefillas mayriv is only rishus. Uleman damer chova matrachinale, but according to man damer that's a chov, then we stop them. This was Abaye's statement. The Gemara immediately jumps on Abaye and says, how does Abaye fit with our Mishnah? V'tefillas mincha delekule amachovehi. Tefillas mincha, everybody agrees, is a chiyuv. Utnan im ischilu emasikin. And yet we said that if you start at a time that was mutter, so then in such a case, then you're not masik. You don't have to stop. So why is it that Abaye says that they're going to have to stop these bavloim at the end of the day? The Mishnah says that if you started we don't stop you when it comes to mincha. So as well as Ma'ariv, the same halacha should apply, even if Ma'ariv is a chov. And Rabbi Chanina said that what did it mean starting when it came to mincha? When they open their belt. Answers the Gemara on the top of Yudam and Aleph, an important distinction. Hasam lo shchicha shichris. When people eat during the day, they tend not to drink intoxicating beverages. And for that reason, the halacha is we don't tell you to stop when it comes to mincha. Hacha, but at night, shchicha shichris. There, it's more likely for people to get drunk. And for that reason, we do not allow you to continue eating. Simple reading of the Gemara is even if you started beheter, because you might get drunk and then miss tefilas Ma'ariv, and that is a concern if Ma'ariv is a b'chov. Inami, another teretz, says the Gemara on the top of Yudam and Alf, the second line, b'mincha kivan tekaviyah lo zimna mirtes velo asin mifsha. When it comes to mincha, there is a set time. You have up until shkia, according to most opinions. So then the person is going to be vigilant, and he won't come to be boshe. Arvis, kim de kula lailas man arvis, lo mirtis vasla mifsha. At nighttime, he's likely to come to push off the time of Ma'ariv. This, Be'ezer Hashem, concludes our limud of Daf Tes, and a fascinating contrast of Tes Amid Aleph to Tes Amid Beis, two totally different topics, two totally different worlds, two totally different styled Gemaras. Tes Amid Beis reminds us a lot of Maseches Brachos. Be'ezer Hashem, we now go on to the halacha from these two different worlds. Be'ezer Hashem, our first topic from Daf Tes is the topic of the threshold of a house, la halacha, from carrying from a threshold into a house, or from a karmelis onto a threshold, and for that matter as well, a rishus harabim onto a threshold. The sugya is not an easy sugya, both in the Gemara, from what you recall from the daf, as well as la halacha. Be'ezer Hashem, what we will do is try to summarize the psak of the Ramah and the Mishnah Brura, and give a couple of practical applications as presented by the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Mishnah Brura. Without having done the sugya well enough bi'iyun, it seems to me that the Ein Mishpat, as placed on the top of Tes Amid Beis, describing Askufa, is not the best place, but rather should be on the bottom of Ches Amid Beis, where the Gemara explains the Tanakama, which describes different types of Askufa, and that opinion is borne out in Simen Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel, in the Ramah. We will not read the Ramah inside, because the Ramah is talking about a very specific case. What we will do is set down the halachos by reading parts of the Mishnah Brura inside. As described by the Gemara on Ches Amid Beis, the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph says the following in regards to a threshold. V'chein im loa yerechava arba makom p'tur hu. If the threshold is not four tvachim wide, and as the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chaf Ches spells out, that if it's higher than three tvachim from the ground and less than four wide, it's considered a makom p'tur. Technically, al pidina ha-gemara, as our Gemara as well brings out in the bottom of Ches Amid Beis, one would be allowed to carry from a threshold that is less than four tvachim wide and three tvachim high, because it's a makom p'tur. There would be another type of threshold that, according to the pure din, one would be allowed to carry from that threshold into a rishus hayachid. And that is a threshold which is a rishus hayachid. A threshold that's a rishus hayachid can exist in two different ways, as described in the Ramah. And that is, as well as borne out from the Gemara again on the bottom of Ches Amid Beis, if the threshold is a high threshold, it's 10 tefachim high, which today we wouldn't even describe something 10 tefachim high as a threshold, we would describe it as a step. But if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, the Gemara does use the word askufa in regards to that step as well, that would be considered a rishus hayachid. Thirdly, another type of rishus that you could carry into a rishus hayachid in, because itself it would be considered a rishus hayachid, and this is found in some instances today, and that is a threshold which is 4 tefachim wide. It's not 10 tefachim tall, and it's not even 3 tefachim tall to be called a makom ptur. However, it is surrounded on three sides by walls, or even if the door is open, but it is 4 tefachim wide, and there is a mashkof, there is a door frame, or an arch before the doorway, in such a case, then we have a rule of pi tikra yored visosim, and the arch above would go down, halachically go down, and create mechitzos, and therefore, since it's 4 wide, it would be considered a rishus hayachid by itself. In all of the above instances, according to the pure din, one would be allowed to carry from this threshold, either the threshold that's 4 tefachim wide and 3 tefachim high, or 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, or the most likely, 4 tefachim wide and a archway above, then in all those cases, the last two being Rishus HaYachid, the first being a Makom Ptur, one would be able to carry into the house. However, says the Ramah, and it's spelled out beautifully by the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chaf Ches. Of course, the Ramah is beautiful, but the Ramah is talking about many cases at once. And the Mishnah Brura in Erevin does a fantastic job of just spelling out beautiful pshat in the Ramah. As well as there are two great new Mishnah Brurahs that are out there today whose roles are very different. The Oz Vahadar Mishnah Brura does not collect a lot of the contemporary psak, but they do a fantastic job of spelling out every word of the Mishnah Brura, just like Lahavdil, the Mishnah Brura did to the Ramah, as well as, of course, the Oz V'Hadar, who collects the contemporary psak. They don't explain as much the pshat in what we call the Mineu Bey of the Mishnah Brura. Here comes the Lahalacha, Lamaisa, that emerges, despite the fact that all of the three cases technically should be mutter to carry into the house. And that is the Ramah. And of course, we'll be mazmer the Ramah according to Mishnah Brura, writes, Miyu asur lahachnis mi skupel rishus hayachid o ipcha. One cannot take from a threshold into rishus hayachid or the opposite. Dechashinan shema lo yetikra arba. That even if the threshold is 4, and the archway above it is 4, but many people will not realize that what the reason why the threshold is a separate rishus is only because of the archway above. In fact, we had on Tesamet Aleph, Manda Amrim, that described where the archway was less than 4, even though the threshold below it was 4. Va'az, and therefore, says Rama, Im eina skupa gavoa shalosh, yesh la hadin shalifaneha. We don't accept the pure halacha that under an archway of 4, for a threshold of 4, it would be acceptable to carry, but rather it has the din of the lefaneha. And now we apply the rule of the acherim, and that is that if the door is closed, so then it has a din of rishus harabim. Again, it's a gzeira midrabban, and it has a din of the rishus harabim, and we don't view it as a separate rishus. Continues the Ramah, Vafilu in Gavoa Shlosha, and even if it's 3 high and 4 wide, then in such a case we should say that it's a Makom Ptur. May Acher Shekol Rishuyah Shalanu Heim Karmelis, since our Rishuyahs there are Karmelis, Amrina Motza Esmino Veneir Kemoshin is Boer Besimin Shin Mem Hey. And Shin Mem Hey Yud Tes is not brought down. The Rambam is of the opinion that if you have a Makom Ptur that opens to a Karmelis, so then in such a case, it has the din of the Karmelis itself. So here we have two different reasons why a threshold that is either a Makom Ptur or a Rishus HaYachid cannot be used to transport from it inside of the house, because it has a din when it's
a makom p'tur, the din of the karmelis, according to Rambam. The Rambam holds that if you have a karmelis open to a makom p'tur, as presented by the Mishnah Brura, that in such a case, you would not be able to carry from the makom p'tur into a house, because it assumes the identity of a karmelis. Rishus Hayachid opening to a karmelis, of course, does not assume the identity of a karmelis, but a makom p'tur opening to a karmelis does assume the identity of a karmelis. The Rama applies this to another instance we will not discuss, and now we will show how the Mishnah Brura takes this to the bottom line. There's a Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Chav Ches. Bottom line, what about taking a key? If you are standing on a threshold and there is a Gentile that had brought the key for you from a Rishus HaRabin, you should be careful not to take it from the Gentile's hand, even if you're standing on the threshold. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'hine l'fi ha-mavur ba-gazu, yesh li-zar, ba-osan ha-mekom l'sha-osar ha-tolto machma she-ein sham erev, u-pesach beis ha-knesses hu-letzad ha-rechov, and the opening of the shul is towards the street, ve-ein sham cheder l'fnei ha-pesach, va-akum mevi ha-mafteach, she-lo yikach ha-shamash ha-mafteach bi-yodo. Shamash should not take it, because you are taking from what Chazal turned into a karmelis, but that was a gzeira midrabanan. At the same time, the archway is technically min haTorah, a rishus hayachid. So therefore, you should be very careful not to take from the karmelis an application of the second and third halacha from a karmelis, or for that matter, certainly a rishus hayachid from a rishus harabim d'oraisa. And for that matter, even from a karmelis onto the skufa. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura says, wait till you and the Gentile are both under the archway, and once both of you are under the archway, so then there isn't a problem from him to pass it to you. If you recall, in the past, on Dav Zayin, we discussed the halachos of Churei Rishus HaYachid, and the issue of putting a key into a lock. And now we just apply it in one more direction based on our halacha. The Mishnah Brura also says, so number one, you have to be careful not to pass from the Rishus HaRabim onto the threshold, as well as we said that the threshold will now have a din of a karmelis if it's opened to a karmelis. Similarly, v'lo yiftach hadeles ad sheyaser hamafteach. One should be careful not to open the door and swing it into a rishus hayachid until you take out the key. D'shema ein batikra shechutz hadeles arba tfachim. Because again, Chazal made a gzeira that we're afraid that the archway is not going to be 4 tfachim wide, and that means that you'll be swinging a key from the karmelis into a rishus hayachid. So Be'ezer Hashem, let's summarize these complex and intricate halachos in the following way. Because Chazal, and when I say here Chazal, I mean even the Rishonim, created a gzeira that we're afraid that even those things that have a status of a Rishus HaYachid when it comes to a threshold, that it is really not a Rishus HaYachid, and people will get confused. One is not supposed to transport a Rishus HaYachid into a threshold. At the same time, the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Chav Ches adds that since it's common to have a threshold that's 4 tefachim, and really according to Dinei Torah, it assumes the status of a Rishus HaYachid, then one should be careful not to have a goy carrying a key for you in the Rishus HaRabim Karmelis, and then pass it to you when you are standing under the archway, because then in such a case, you will have done a half of a malacha with him if he's coming from Rishus HaRabim. And similarly, even if it's a karmelis, at the end of the day, he'll be passing from a karmelis into Rishus HaYachid. Finally, the fact that there was a makom p'tur, the first point that we had started with, that according to the Din HaGemara on Ches Amid Beis, some that's 3 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide has a status of a makom p'tur, the Rama quotes Rishonim, who say that since this Makom Ptur is open to a Carmelis, it loses its identity of Makom Ptur, and today a threshold is also not a Makom Ptur. Bottom line, carrying from a threshold into another Rishus, according to the Psakim of the Ramah and the Mishnah Brura, is quite problematic, and therefore, in cases in which one opens a door from a threshold, one should be careful to take the key out. In the case of where there's no Rishus HaRabim, where there's no Eruv, so then in such a case, the key should be put back onto the belt, the Shabbos belt closed, and then the door should be opened up without opening the door, swinging it into a Rishus HaYachid from the threshold. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes probably our most nuanced set of halachos from the daf that we've ever had, and that's the halachos of Askufa. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, our second set of halachos from daf Tes, is the topic of what things are permissible to do before davening mincha, and at what time are those things permissible to do. Let's start and see how the halacha emerges from the Gemara itself. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah, on the top of Tesama Beis, that says that person is not allowed to take a haircut, go to bathe. Samuch Lemincha, the Gemara is a little incredulous in the beginning. The Gemara asks, that's a lot of time. Are we afraid that a person is going to sit and have a meal all day long? Ha'ika shows the Yom Tuva. And the Gemara comes up with an approach where the Gemara suggests that all these Isurim only apply in Mincha Ketana. However, what's interesting to note is the Gemara does not accept this first teretz, or more precisely, the Halacha does not accept this first teretz, and the Halacha actually, in terms of the pure cut and dry Halacha, before we get into the fascinating Psharos of the Poskim, the pure cut and dry halacha is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's rejection of the idea that a person has a lot of time in the day. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, no, already from Mincha Gedola is going to be a problem to do all the things described in the Mishnah. When it comes to a haircut, the scissors might break, says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. When it comes to a meal, then a person might end up eating a lot longer than they expected. For that reason, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov takes our Mishnah as referring to Mincha Gedola. Let us now see how this plays itself out in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Reish Lamed Beis, Siv Beis, writes the Mechaber, Lo Yeshev Adam Listaper Samach LeMincha Ad She Yispalel V'lo Yikadis LeMerchatz V'lo Bursaki V'lo Ledin V'lo Lechol Afilu Suda Ketana Samach LeMincha Gedola. Meikur Dedina the Mechaber Paskins, that one cannot do all of these things even close to Mincha Gedola. At the end of the day, this is the position of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that we're afraid that if you're going to start, all of these things might end up actually taking 5 hours and therefore causing a person to miss Mincha. However, despite the fact that this is the cut and dry psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, nevertheless, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, V'yesh Cholkim, there are some who disagree, that the Isser only applies to a Su'uda Gedola, like Su'udas Nesu'in, or Bris Mila. This is how it's described by the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Hey, as well as in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Our Mishnah had said that it's prohibited to eat already from Mincha. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said that it applies already from Mincha Gedola. The answer is, as we started out with, the Gemara originally had entertained the idea of a Ika Shos Tuva Bayom. There's a lot of time between Mincha Gedola, which is 6.5 hours into the day, and according to many of the poskim, Samuch LeMincha is already 6 hours into the day. There's a lot of time between that and the Zman of Tefillah. Hence, the only time we're going to be Machmir is, as the Gemara describes, the unique haircut of the Kohen Gadol, where it takes a tremendous amount of time to do, as well as a Su'udas Nesu'in and a Su'udas Mila. So then, in such a case, a person
cannot start those meals l'chatchila unless
one has already daven mincha. The Rama continues, and the Rama quotes another opinion. V'yeshom desuda ktana filu samach l'mincha ktana shari. And there are those also who add that even samach l'mincha ktana, a smaller meal, is going to be permissible. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkat and Chavav goes even more leniently. And he says that there are some who are even lenient on a suda ktana after mincha ktana. And the Rama adds to this kula as well. V'no'agula ha'kel, concludes the Rama, kishtei asvaros. We had two opinions above in the Rama. Number one, some who said that a su'uda gdola is acceptable if it's samuch l'mincha gdola. So as long as it's before mincha gdola, one is allowed to start a bris. And number two, that a su'uda ktana is going to be acceptable even before mincha ktana. And we had the Mishnah Brura said that there are many who say that it will be acceptable even after mincha ktana. And the Rama is a little bit bothered at the end of the day that seems to be so different to the tone of our Gemara in Daf Tes on the days, where he concludes, Ve'eshra atam shem da'achshav korin l'beis ha'knesses, since they call out for a minyan to shul, so then in such a case, it will be permissible. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Chav Tes concludes, Omnom anshe maisa nogin l'spala mikodim sha'ochin l'beis ha'merchatz, people are, or anshe maisa are careful to daven mincha before they go to bathe. Therefore, one, according to the pure Rama, even though the Gemara's theme was very, very different, the pure Rama, these Isurim from our Gemara do not apply as long as it is a Su'uda Ketana. However, I would like to add, if one would follow the spirit of the Rama, where the Rama tries to find the spirit of the Heter, that he says that it's based on the idea of the Shamish that calls, that would only apply to a person who knows that he's going to be exposed to some type of Shamish. It doesn't mean the Shamish of the Rebbe. It could refer to many, many different things. For example, here in Eretz Yisrael, we have a siren before Shabbos that goes on 40 minutes before Shkia. So if a person decides to make that his Shamish to remind him on Erev Shabbos to daven mincha, of course these halachos apply throughout the week, then that could work. Maybe a Shamish, I would like to suggest that one's phone alarm could serve as a reminder to daven mincha. However, the spirit of our Gemara, and even the spirit of the kulos in the Rama, are based on the idea that the person will have some reminder. Unfortunately, I can attest as well, there are times that we might have forgotten mincha, when if we had followed the rules and the spirit of the Gemara, and even the spirit of the Rama, to have someone remind us, then it might not have happened. And we should remind ourselves that the whole heter, according to the spirit of the Rama, of eating before davening mincha, is only if there would be a shamish that would remind us. Again, we will not be more stringent than the Rama himself, Me'ikr Dedina Tzmutter, but this Gemara reminds us that Chazal were very careful in their preparation for Mincha and not to forget Mincha. And even the Rama, who's lenient, is lenient, he says, in the spirit, only if the individual, it was based on the idea that the individual would have a reminder. And we could argue that the shamish doesn't have to be literally a shamish that's calling people. A siren could serve as that reminder, or a phone alarm as well, or one's spouse, as long as one believes that it's reliable, so then it will work as well. This concludes the halacha sections of the fascinating Daf Tes in Maseches Shabbos, two different worlds of halacha, two different worlds of Gemara.